Step 1. Acknowledge the fear. The first step in overcoming fear is to acknowledge it. Let's take a moment to notice how fear shows up in your life. It might be that tightness in your chest, that small voice telling you that you're not enough, or the hesitation that holds you back from taking the next step. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. As you breathe in, imagine inhaling peace. And as you breathe out, imagine releasing that tension that fear brings. Now bring your fear into the light. What is he saying to you? How does it make you feel? Reflection question. What is my biggest fear right now? How does it affect my life? Step 2. Understand the fear. Fear often stems from something deeper, a fear of rejection, inadequacy, or failure. Let's take a moment to ask, where does this fear come from? Sometimes our fear is trying to protect us, but we can thank it for trying to protect us and let it know that we are safe. What is the root of your fear? Can you trace it back to a specific moment or belief? I want you to place your hand on your heart. In this moment, tell yourself, I am safe. I am strong. I can move forward even when I feel afraid. Step 3, reframe fear with compassion and faith. We often think fear means we're weak, but fear is simply an invitation to build courage. You don't need to push it away. Instead, you can walk through it with grace, knowing you are not alone. Remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but moving forward despite it. I want you to say this out loud. I am brave. I am capable. And I trust God's plan for me. Even when I don't see the whole path, I can take the next step. Step 4, take action in faith and courage. Fear only has power when it keeps us still. The next step is to take action, even if it's small. What is one step you can take today that moves you through the fear? Maybe it's making that phone call you've been dreading, applying for that job, or setting a healthy boundary in your life. Commit to taking one courageous step today. Reflection question. What is one courageous step I can take today to move through my fear? Finally, remember that fear will come and go, but the strength inside of you is constant. You are stronger than you think, more capable than you know, and you have the power through Him, through His Spirit inside of you, to face whatever lies ahead. Now I want you to take that final deep breath in and breathe out. Picture yourself stepping into your courage and know that you are fully supported, loved, and capable of moving through any fear that comes your way. He is with you.